Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
First off, all the news you need to start your day.
Both with me, Eamon Torsley. It's Tuesday, September 23rd. I hope you're well. Coming up.
What we want is one unified state without weapons.
Palestine dominates UN agenda, an IPAS system in Iraq the spotlight. Plus, we will have all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, US President Donald Trump will address the United Nations later in a speech nervously awaited by other world leaders. It comes after yesterday's high-level summit on the future of the two-state solution between Israel and Palestine. News Talk's political correspondent Sean Defoe reports.
Much of yesterday was dominated by talks of Palestine and what the future might look like, both for good and for bad. And quite a few leaders, including Mary Robinson, the former president, expressed hope that there could be political decisions made here this week at the UN General Assembly that would actually make a difference for the people of Palestine. The one man everyone seems to agree on who will actually have an influence on this is Donald J. Trump, and he's going to be here in New York today. He's going to address the General Assembly, and it used to be that the American leader would set the tone and set a tone of positivity for the UN. Now Trump is very much an outsider, somewhat of a pariah even at the UN, and the tone of his speech could very much shape this week for the worst. Definitely a lot more nervousness, a lot more trepidation about what he could say, because he could say anything on anybody's side. And the fact that the Palestinian Authority in particular have been denied visas for this trip this week doesn't particularly bode well that it will be a speech that promotes peace either in Ukraine or in Gaza.
Independent candidate Catherine Connolly has officially launched her campaign for the presidency. The Galway TD did not take questions from press at the event, which occurred a number of hours after comments she made on BBC Radio were criticised by the Taoiseach. Deputy Connolly told the BBC, "Hamas is a part of the fabric of the Palestinian people." Speaking to a crowd in Dublin last night, she highlighted the areas she wanted her campaign to focus on.
As president, I will do my best to reflect the values that we hold dear, I use my voice for peace, that I use my voice to articulate the existential threat posed by climate change, that I will use my voice to reflect the tremendous work of communities on the ground who are under-resourced.
Investigations are underway following two separate serious assaults in Dublin city centre at the weekend. A teenager remains in a critical condition in hospital after being attacked by a gang of young men at around 10 p.m. on Sunday night on Eden Quay. It came less than 24 hours after an English tourist in his 20s was stabbed in Temple Bar on Saturday night. Eyewitnesses or anyone with video footage of either incident are asked to contact Gardaí. The White House is urging pregnant women to stop using pain medication Tylenol over unproven links it may cause autism. Donald Trump made the unfounded claim last night after previously hinting he had found the answer to the condition. Some studies have shown a link between pregnant women taking Tylenol and autism, but these findings are inconsistent and inconclusive. However, President Trump says the drug should be limited going forward.
Effective immediately, the FDA will be notifying physicians that the use of acetaminophen, which is basically commonly known as Tylenol during pregnancy, can be associated with a very increased risk of autism.
The Justice Minister will face questions on the IPAS system at a meeting of the Oireachtas Migration Committee today. Jim O'Callaghan and department officials will discuss the management and operation of the asylum application process and other immigration matters. It comes as IPAS officials have sought to free up bed space by moving more than 2,000 people out of accommodation in recent weeks. Committee Chair Matt Carthy says the current model doesn't work and needs to be scrutinised.
Nobody is benefiting from it, not those who are seeking international protection, not local communities where they are being located. In fact, the only people that are benefiting from the system are a very small number of people who have been literally made millionaires by government's mishandling of this issue. So in order to have a system that works for everybody, we need to ensure that decisions are made much, much more quickly.
Men in Ireland are dying too young of largely preventable causes. A groundbreaking new report for Movember shows men are 40% more likely than women to die prematurely. It also reveals 97% of GPs saw male patients presenting with suicidal behaviour in the past year. Movember's Sarah Wallace says it paints a pretty dire picture for men's health in Ireland.
2 in 5 men are dying too early, too young. Under 75 really is considered premature death. Men who are living in sort of more deprived areas or less affluent areas of the country, they're dying even younger. So these are all pretty dire things. But really what's worse is that these men are dying from causes that are preventable.
Jimmy Kimmel has had his show reinstated following claims of US government censorship when it was taken off air last week. The chat show was suspended after the host made remarks about the murder of right-wing activist Charlie Kirk. Disney, which owns the ABC network, has been accused of stifling free speech. Sky reporter in the US, David Blevins, says the show's return follows internal discussions.
Disney has said they took the decision to avoid inflaming a situation at a very tense moment for America. They'd had what they described as thoughtful conversations with Jimmy Kimmel and said he would be returning to air tomorrow evening.
Anthony Mackie says his hopes were dashed about winning a daytime Emmy this year when he saw his competition was David Attenborough and Martha Stewart. He's up for Outstanding Daytime Personality non-daily thanks to his Nat Geo series Shark Beach with Anthony Mackie Gulf Coast. Mackie says the nomination itself means enough.
I can take one of them, but I can't take them both. So I'm very excited to be nominated. And, you know, it means a lot. Like, you know, I had to jump in the water with sharks and almost get eaten to get a nomination, but I did it.
And sport now, St. Patrick's Athletic were comprehensive 4-0 winners over Cork City in the League of Ireland Premier Division. League leaders Shamrock Rovers were 2-1 winners away to Waterford. Drogheda United took on Shelburne and that finished 2-1 to the Drogs, while Sligo Rovers were 1-0 winners over Galway United. And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.